RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, let's talk food and travel, everyone. It is time to travel the world from your own kitchen. Today's segment is sponsored by Relief Factor.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, and whether it's from being overly athletic, working a physical job, maybe you have an injury or other things, as the saying goes, sometimes there's a price to be paid for living. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain. It's called Relief Factor.
Travel can also impact our bodies, and you're going to notice the difference as soon as you take Relief Factor, folks. It's been developed by doctors to support the body's response to inflammation. It doesn't mask pain. It helps eliminate it forever. You can't stop aging, but you can stop pain. So let us help you turn back the clock so you can go enjoy the good life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Try the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95, or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. You may have one of his cookbooks in your kitchen. Maybe you know him from Food Network's Throwdown with Bobby Flay. Hint, he did beat Bobby with his chicken fried steak. Or from Chopped Grill Masters. Maybe it's from YouTube, or perhaps you've heard him tell cowboy stories at a Western Heritage Festival. The Academy of Western Arts named Kent Rollins Best Cowboy Humorist and Storyteller of the Year. However you know him, or if this is the first time that you're going to connect with him, let's bring in Chef Cowboy Kent now for today's Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen. He joins us now via that show hotline.
Well, that was a great intro. Chef Cowboy Kent, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, Robert and Mary, thank y'all so much. It is good to get to visit with y'all.
Well, we appreciate
thank
that.
You.
Listen, so RJ was in the studio last hour for the Open Road segment that he does. He had to leave as he's headed now to Vegas for the Las Vegas Concours at the Wynn. And when he saw you were on the program today, he was smiling from ear to ear, and he was like, Dad, I love Cowboy Kent Rollins and watch his videos all the time. So love that. He wanted to be here for it but couldn't. But, you know, Kent, I know your mother was instrumental in shaping your passions for food and the love of cooking when you were young boy. And I'm bringing that up because it's actually something that I can connect with to some degree, as I've often joked, you know, with my wife here, Mary, that she married me because I can cook. My Sicilian grandmother had such a big influence on me when I was young like you. You've turned that into a great career and are a true American cowboy. Give everybody just a quick overview of your background and why she was so influential, your mom.
You know, we were raised farm and ranch down there along the Red River in southwest Oklahoma. And, she let me in the kitchen when I was about 8 or 9 years old, and I got to make a chocolate cake. Thought it was the grandest thing ever until I had to wash dishes, and then I decided I better get back horseback. But my mother always taught me, cook what you love for the ones you love. Mm. And the joy of cooking is really watching the people eat it. You know, the smile you see on their face, the conversation around the table. And she was great inspiration and let me know that cooking brought people together as a family, as friends, and something that you can share with others. And it's pretty easy to do if you'll just put your heart into it. And that sort of started my passion for cooking, and went from that to rodeoing a while, to guiding elk hunters, to buying the chuck wagon and cooking on ranches, to doing a lot of food TV, and got really blessed and married the most beautiful woman in the world, my little sweet wife, Shannon. And, you know, the YouTube videos have been good, got about 3.5 million subscribers, and we just love doing what we do.
Well, we can hear it in your voice, and it's
good.
So great to chat with you today. So we're going to get to the recipe in a minute, but I have a question on the open fire cooking that you do. So you've been doing this, you've been cooking on ranches for years, and you're using cast iron pans. Like you just said, you've got the real deal chuck wagon. I would bet you can cook anything over an open fire. I've seen your books. I've watched you on TV. I just want you to talk, just before we get to the recipe, just a little bit about why you like this method of cooking.
Well, it really all started thousands of years ago, ma'am. People were drawn to fire for warmth, and then there was one caveman that was smarter than the rest of them, and he said, hey, let's throw this on the fire instead of try to eating it raw. And they thought that was a grand thing. But it's something that, you know, the old cooks did going down the cattle trials so many years ago. When we cook in the same methods that he does, we just have a whole lot more to work with. And fire is made for warmth. Made for cooking, but it brings people together, and that's what really it's all about, to be able to share in the experience, to sit around a fire and feed a bunch of cowboys and or just general people and know that they enjoy it.
Well, I'm curious, what's the hardest meal to cook over a fire to feed, you know, a group of hungry cowboys?
That depends on Mother Nature. She's always in control, you know, whether it's blowing 70 miles an hour or raining or snowing, she's going to give you the difficulty and factor that you have to deal with. But I would say probably the hardest thing is over an open fire is a long cook if you don't have a smoker. You know, you put something on a grate on the far end, indirect side, cover it up with a Dutch oven or something to where you can trap the smoke and just try to slow it down enough that you can actually cook a prime rib on open fire out in the middle of nowhere.
Interesting. All right. So, Kent, since you're with us in our Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment today, the calendar just flipped to November 1st, which means Thanksgiving will be here in 26 days. You've brought a recipe that's near and dear to your heart for our listeners. We're going to put this up. I want to remind everyone it's going to be on our social channels. It'll be on our website next week, so you'll have a chance to grab all the details. But, Chef, go ahead and share what you brought for everyone tuned in today and what the recipe means to you.
You know, there were so many things that my mother put on the table at Thanksgiving, and we were poor as dirt. One was the cranberry salad that has the marshmallows and the pecans and the whipped cream in it and the crushed pineapple.
Yeah.
That was really, in a way, like a dessert, but also something that really went well with turkey or ham every time we had it. But it's something that was passed down to her from her grandmother, and we had been in the family forever and ever, but when you compare that with the complete meal of her homemade cream corn and a slow roasted turkey that we did over the smoker, and then gather around the table and bless it, and you'd always hear my mother say, it's not the legs of the table that hold it up, it is the family that's gathered around it. And that's what Thanksgiving was for us every day of the year.
Well, your mom was a very wise woman there.
So this is your mom's recipe.
And you think about this. And folks, you know, as we just kind of go through this, again, you're going to mix cranberries and sugar.
Cream,
you've got cream.
Marshmallows.
I love the marshmallow. So, Kent, I mean, you know, you make this every year now going, correct?
Yes. It is a staple that we have at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And every once in a while we'll make it in the summer just because it's a really nice cold dessert to have. When you compare it with really the sweetness of the whipped cream, you let the cranberries sort of marinate in sugar overnight to where they get a little sweetness, but they thicken. But the crushed pineapple and the pecans really add to it, you know. And it's something where if you're in a hurry at Thanksgiving, you can make this pretty early in the morning and just let it chill, and you don't have to worry about dragging it out at the last moment.
That's great. So again, that's going to be up on the website. Folks, make it, share your comments with us, and we will share that with Kent as well. So, you know, in your intro, I was listening to Mary as she mentioned you've been recognized by the Academy of Western Artists as Best Cowboy Humorist and Storyteller of the Year. I mean, campfires and stories go hand in hand. I remember back to my, you know, Boy Scout and Cub Scout days. So, you know, can you share some thoughts, you know, on your love for storytelling and how that's a big part of the cowboy life? Clearly, you must have some great stories, Kent.
Well, I was very fortunate enough to get to hang around with a bunch of old-timers when I was small, and I wished I'd had a tape recorder back in the early 60s to get it all down. But they passed history along with heritage to go with it. You know, sure, there was some funny stories, but a lot of it was being good stewards of the land, knowing how to take care of cattle and horses, but always putting God first and knowing that you're going to have the best day of your life every day that you're above the grass. And them old-timers shared that with me so much growing up in a saddle or around a fire. And a lot of people read stories, but don't just read them. Be what the story is about. All you got to do is just take part every day and give it your best effort.
Well, I say all the time, listen, if you don't have faith in life, you're a ship without a rudder. You're never going to find out where you're going. I love what you just said.
Put
that first. Amen.
I'm really curious, before we end with you today, what do you think is something that's underappreciated? Because we still have a lot of cowboys. We have a lot of ranchers that are really like the pulse of the agriculture in this country, farms. What do you think is something that's underappreciated about cowboys that you want to share and get out there to our listeners?
It's not all the glory and stuff you see sitting on a horseback and riding through really nice country. Sure, that's some of it. But you got to remember, too, them cowboys is out there when they're getting soaking wet by a thunderstorm or got frostbite on the ears and the mustaches froze with icicles because it's 10 below zero as they're trying to get cattle to a good spot to survive the winter. There's no days off. There's no holidays. You know, a cow don't own a watch and she don't care. But all they're doing is trying to get the best beef they can to the consumer. And the American rancher and the American cowboy, they will get it done.
Well, yes, they will. Folks, listen, you can watch Chef Kent's latest show, and we totally encourage you to do that. Cast Iron Cowboy, that has him in action cooking on ranches and talking with cowboys. You can find it on the Outdoor Channel. It's on Monday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And to get the recipes and more that he has, you go to his website, kentrollins.com. Again, his recipe that we just talked about, this cranberry salad, that will be put on our Facebook page at RM World Travel. It'll also be up on our website early next week, RM World Travel. OpenWorldTravel.com. Kent, really nice connecting with you today. Love the story. We'll definitely stay in touch. Our best to you. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, my friend. God bless y'all, and y'all just know that it's the best day ever above the grass.
Yes,
I love that. Thank you. Take care.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Kent.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's so true. It's the best day ever when you're above the grass. I love that.
Love the person.
I'm going to borrow that.
Has to come back.
I'll give him credit.
All right, folks, go make the cranberry salad for Thanksgiving this year. Enjoy it. Have a little bit of cast iron cowboy there. Kent Rollins with you for the holiday. Coming up next, Rudy's going to reconnect for the right stuff, and Mary and I will be back for the J Block. We're going to be answering listener emails. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.